Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Hope and Maritza with your 10am Zedlines. Two men have been rescued off the northern New South Wales coast after their catamaran's engine failed. According to the Marine Rescue New South Wales, the two men, aged 61 and 67, departed from Yamba on Saturday morning to make their way home to Queensland. After failing to hear contact, police and marine rescue teams began their searches from Evans Head to the Gold Coast. The sailors were found south of their starting point and were both safe and well.
A missing historical book that was stolen from St. Luke's Church in Toowoomba has been found in a trolley at Wilsonton. The trolley collector placed the book into the back of a butcher's ute as a practical joke and was found a week later by the butcher's wife, who returned it to the church. Police charge a man over the theft of the memorial book, which contained a handwritten ledger of Toowoomba locals who served during World War II. The book will be sent to an expert for cleaning and repairs before being returned to its case in the church.
In national news, a Kiama resident has launched an e-petition for Parliament to disqualify MPs convicted of serious crimes after MP Gareth Ward was paid while in jail. The online petition requests the New South Wales Government to amend Section 13A of its constitution, which currently allows MPs to hold their seats while pursuing an appeal or waiting for sentencing. This comes 2 months after MP for Kiama Gareth Ward earned $3,435 in Silver Ward Correctional Centre when he refused to give up his position as MP for a week after convicted for sexual offences.
Men with aggressive prostate cancer have been told they can no longer access lutetium PSMA treatment in public hospitals. Novartis, a Swiss company, has now held key patents over lutetium-based therapy, marketing it as Pluvicto. Public hospitals has since stopped offering the locally compounded version to prevent legal risk, leaving patients facing costs of $20,000 to $50,000 per round for the newly registered product. Advocates and specialists say the current funding system is inadequate and are calling for a new approval pathway for radiopharmaceuticals.
In international news, a convicted felon who was in contact with the extremists who murdered Queensland police officers at Weambilla has been offered a plea deal by US federal prosecutors. Arizona man Donald Day Jr. has agreed to plead guilty to possessing guns while a felon, but other charges against him, including threatening police and Director General of the World Health Organization, will be dropped. Day was in contact online with Gareth and Stacey Train, who, along with family member Nathaniel, killed police officers Matthew Arnold and Rachel McCrow and neighbour Alan Dare in 2022. The court plea documents state that Day's maximum punishment for breach of the law was a $250,000 fine and 15 years imprisonment.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a gentle dusting of rain. It's currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 30 degrees. It is currently low tide with a high tide expected at 5:30 p.m. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.